Now someday, my baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best that they can, they'll sell me a suit and cut off my hair and send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. Now when I'm retired, my life is my own. I've made all my payments, it's time to go home. And wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Ask Wes now to switch over to the low-tuned banjo that John Hartford started that way to play the banjo. He got that going back in the 70s when one day he decided he wanted to, instead of capoing a banjo higher, he wanted to tune it lower. So he went from G all the way down to the C tuning. So it's become quite the trend in banjo. A lot of pickers like to do it, and we sure like hearing Wes do this one. And actually, on our recording of this, Wes played John's old low banjo on that very recording. That's Wes playing John's. And this one is the one that was not written by Hartford. It was written by my friend John Pinnell and me. And Pinnell, a couple years older than me, grew up in Illinois, so he too was always a big fan of John Hartford. And so we tried to. And if I ever knew anybody who was really like a Renaissance man, it was John Hartford. That he, you know, he was a great singer, banjo picker, guitar player, good fiddler, and he could dance while he did all that, which was amazing to me. And he became a steamboat captain. And I asked him, he was captain of the Julia Belle Swain out of Peoria, Illinois, for many years. And I said, what do you have to do to become a steamboat captain? He says, well, you have to literally memorize the Mississippi River and be able to map it out on paper as part of your test. And wow. I have trouble reading menus. It's pretty amazing to me. And but anyhow, Pinella and I, we tried to write about all the things Mr. Hartford was good at, and came out to 22 verses. So for your listening enjoyment, it's a little shorter. But at any rate, when he was a young man in KSTL in St. Louis, he was a disc jockey, and his name was Radio John.